Hi, and welcome to the Cutaneous Connection, a podcast from the staff at Dermatology Times, aiming to provide you with the latest news in dermatology, exclusive interviews with leading experts, and a glimpse at what goes on behind the scenes of clinical trials, research, and innovation. I'm your host, Caitlin Bader. Today, we're revisiting the most recent episode of our Derm Dispatch video series, hosted by Chicago-based physician assistant Renata Block. In the episode, Block spoke with guest Obehi Oriafo, a nurse practitioner with the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs in Iowa and founder of DermaNP Solutions. Her online platform, DermaNP Solutions, is a teledermatology platform for rural and underserved patients. In their discussion, Block and Oriafo talk about the current lack of dermatologic care in rural areas.
Hi, my name is Renata Block. I'm a Derm PA in Chicago, Illinois, and I welcome you to the Derm Dispatch series for Dermatology Times. Hi, everyone. I have the great pleasure of interviewing Dr. Obehi Oriafo. She is a doctor of nurse practitioner, and she is specializing in dermatology. She has her board certification in dermatology, and you have your board certification in family practice. You are a practicing nurse practitioner in Iowa. You currently work for the VA system. But the reason we're here, besides all of the amazing things that you do, is because you founded your own company called Teledermatology. And I am so interested in that because I know you have the passion of really helping others in areas where it's difficult to seek care. And we'll go over your motto in a moment, but I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself as a practicing derm NP. How long have you been in practice?
Hello, everyone. So I'm Obehi Oriafo, dermatology certified nurse practitioner, as well as board certified family nurse practitioner. I actually have been in dermatology for about 3 years now, but in healthcare in general, I've been here for over a decade. During this time, I've been caring for patients with common skin conditions to complex medical dermatology. And what really inspired me to start DermaNP Solutions is just seeing firsthand the limited access and the long wait time patients have in getting a specialized dermatology provider. I'm sure you've witnessed that.
Again, you know, I live in an urban area. I'm in Chicago, and it's very difficult to get in to see a dermatologist. And when people come in and see an NP or PA, they can get in a little bit sooner. Mm-hmm. But you're in a rural area, are you not? Are you in a big city?
So, I'm actually in Des Moines, which is considered the city. But I actually do provide care to also rural areas. And the wait time, too, is very long. Some patients actually drive to Des Moines to which
how
is
long?
Like almost 3 hours.
3 hours to be seen by a derm provider?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've had patients tell me I've driven 3 hours to be here.
And how long have they been waiting for an appointment?
Most times, I would say about 6 months that they've been waiting.
That's even with you at the VA.
Exactly. That's with me. I can't imagine seeing a board certified dermatologist, the wait time they will have.
Okay, so it takes 6 months just in and maybe a 3 hour ride.
Yes.
To come in for what, a 10 minute, 15 minute appointment?
Yes, a 10, 15 minute appointment. Yep.
Wow.
So, the limited access to dermatology, also the confusion around skin health in general. We've all seen it with all the myths that we have to debunk every day with social media, sunscreen use around social media. It just educating your patients while they're right there with you. So DermaNP Solution, which is the name of her teledermatology platform, is created to, you know, bridge that gap and also make skincare personalized, not just here's a pill, here's a generalized treatment for you, go to the pharmacy. So it's personalized. We see you face to face, talk to you about your goals, your concerns. It's almost like an in-person visit because you've seen me. It's a synchronous visit at the same time. So I mean, those are the main things. We also want to empower patients to take ownership of their care, which is also a big thing. So educating, taking ownership of your care. So that's just the main goals for that Derma NP has for
I
patients.
think those are amazing goals. And, it's what we do in the clinic. But I think having this platform, you're able to see people sooner. You're able to see people before the skin disease gets out of control. And it's really beyond what I call beyond their skin disease. It's just so many factors and variables that you have to address. And skin diseases are more than skin deep. We know that, right? But it takes such an emotional toll on us as humans. And to be able to intercept at a time where they're vulnerable, but before it gets out of control, I think is so incredibly important. There's a lot of platforms out there. What makes yours so different? What makes Derma NP Solutions stand out from the many platforms that are popping up that I see?
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. And that's good. I'm actually very excited about it. But let me just tell you what I'm seeing is these platforms are popping up, but they're not specialized. It's primary care, which is great. I think it's well needed. Specialized care is also popping up. I see that as well, but I love the fact that you're an MP. I love the fact that you're an MP because I think we are, as providers,
Good
more
educators.
accessible, right? Sooner, I would say, than seeing a dermatologist. But again, we all practice together, we all collaborate. It's not about a title, it's about taking care of people.
Definitely.
So, what makes yours different?
Yes. So our Derma NP solution is actually a weekend practice because I still have my full-time job, which we'll talk about later on. So it's weekend. So it's for that busy family, busy mom who doesn't want to pull their kids out of school to look at their eczema flare-up. So we're doing this Saturday, Sunday. You don't have to take a PTO off your job that you don't have to make an appointment to go see your dermatology. So it's actually working with the busy lifestyle professionals as well, so they can also get access to health care, so they can also get access to skincare. So those are our target group, I would say, mostly with starting this teledermatology platform, because I'm a mom myself, so I know how it is.
Well, when you're serving the working class, it's taking a half day off or a full day off. It's pulling, like you said, children out of school to be seen. And a lot of these people can't take a day off or don't have a day off, and or they take a day off unpaid. And it's like, do I get my medicine? Now I can't afford it because I had to pay, to be seen, and I'm not getting paid to go to work, and my kid is missing school. So I think it's so incredibly important to work with the patient and offer the Saturday and Sunday, and I bet you're busy. Yeah, this launched in the fall of 2025, and I could imagine having these accessible hours to that busy family. You are busy as ever. Are you working this alone, or do you have a team?
So right now I'm working this alone until I navigate all the ins and outs of starting a business. But I'm very open to actually welcoming more providers on there. I'm open to mentorship. I always give advice to new nurse practitioners coming into derm, even PAs that I've met during conferences. They're very fabulous and they're like, oh, how did you get into derm? They want resources, they want that mentorship, that guidance. I'm actually open to doing that. I actually wanted to even start a provider hub on the webpage to create like access, like resources to new grads on there that they can go in and like reference, but that will be coming up too, and that will be being added on there. So
Yeah,
those are
no, that's
things, those are
exciting.
where my, that's where my head is actually.
No, it's so exciting because, when after you graduate, it's like you need that mentorship. And
Yes, you
I think
do.
it's so incredibly important to rely on reliable resources. And if there's a hub to do that, that's just even better. But you have a vision. You have a vision behind providing accessible, convenient, and affordable dermatological care. And I know you covered that. But I know you've been in derm for quite a few years now, and everything that you've seen in the dermatology clinic, you want to provide that access to the people so they don't get lost, right? Lost to follow up. What brought Obehi to that vision? What was the one? Is there one story, or is there like 100 of them
Oh, of course. There's
that
that one
created this?
story. I will share two of my favorite stories. Which is also, we're talking about the wait time. So wait time, let's say 4 to 6 months. That's enough time for you to get an acne patient clear so that they can attend the wedding. That's one. You have HS patients who have multiple abscesses going to urgent care. They put them on 5-day Bactrim. They've been living with these abscesses for years.
Yes.
They don't have sexual relations because of this. Their mental health is bad because of this. They can't go out in public because of this. They're isolated because of this. So those are the patients' stories that stick out to me, most importantly. And that's why I started this, because you have patients who come into the office and tell you, oh, I've been having this for the past 20 years on antibiotics over and over again, as I said, for the HS patients. And if they would have seen a dermatology provider sooner, that would not be the case.
Right.
So this is actually for those patients.
Yes.
And that's like my motivation to doing this is there are so many areas that we can provide care, so many areas that we can bridge the gap. So
Right. You work in the VA system, and like you mentioned, it takes a long time to even be seen at the VA system. Being a nurse practitioner, it's like you're supposed to be seen earlier, but I feel like the system is so overwhelmed, and the 3-hour drive is very, I can't even imagine doing that. But can you give us some insight into your work experience at the VA as a derm NP? And again, I know these are your thoughts, right? And I want to hear about it because I feel we are needed there. And I feel like a lot of people don't work there, and they should, because it's desperately needed, and amongst other places, of course. But I don't want NPs and PAs to overlook the VA system.
Of course, I like to share my experience, but as you know, they're entirely my own views, not affiliated with my employer, not affiliated with VA. So, I mean, it's been an incredible experience working with veterans. I love my veterans. They present with unique dermatological needs. So, either from your chronic sun-exposed patient, autoimmune diseases, service-related exposures, let's say orange, Agent Orange, which is a big one. Working in this setting has definitely helped me seeing dermatology as comprehensive, patient-centered, and it also truly highlights what lack of access can do to the quality of life in terms of the patients. So patients who don't have that early access to care, you can see it mostly because you're treating a lot of older populations, and they a lot of time you're like, oh, I wish I knew sooner. I wish I knew sooner. So those are areas where you're like, okay, That's those you need to target those patients. I mean, now it's secondary prevention because you're here, you're going to use screening, which is good. But that I wish I knew sooner is also an area that we need to address with the veterans.
So as far as I wish I knew this sooner, you know, that's again where I'm a very big advocate of community outreach, and I feel like you're providing that with this new service of community outreach, not only being able to see people sooner, but also providing the education needed just exactly for that. I wish I knew that sooner. So there are a lot of dermatological deserts out there. What do you hope to achieve? And I know you're in Iowa. Do you see this growing nationally? And I know one bite at a time, one block at a time, as we say, but there's a lot of practicing derm PAs and NPs that I'm sure would be very interested in being a part of this movement.
Sure, definitely. I mean, we all know the ultimate goal is to close this gap, but I cannot do this alone. I am one person. So yes, it is a group effort, and we all know there are dermatology deserts across the US. So my the Derma ENP Solutions is actually going to be in Iowa and Alaska. So those are the two states that I'm licensed in.
I love that.
Yes, and I chose those two states because one in Alaska, they do have about 33 dermatologists to their 741,000 population. And from the DNPCB board, which is our dermatology nurse certified board, there's only one nurse practitioner, one dermatology certified nurse practitioner in Alaska. I didn't see the statistics on PAs practicing dermatology in Alaska, but there was only one that I saw on there. And then for Iowa, there's like 188 dermatologists or 3.2 million population and about 15 dermatology nurse practitioner. So, I mean, these are areas where we can say, we need more help in closing this gap. But beyond access, I actually want to build trust, in the community that I'm serving. Also in communities of color, in underserved population that have been historically left or historically been overlooked in dermatology. So it's about representation, it's about accessibility, redefining the quality of skincare and how that looks like in the modern and digital era. Because it doesn't have to be the traditional system of care that we once knew. We have technology now. So I think healthcare can transform, which is exactly what this platform is doing. I mean, there's so many others out there, but yeah, we're trying to use the digital era to, transform healthcare and make it more accessible and bridge this gap.
I think that's incredible. And, you know, it goes here in the urban area of Chicago. There are communities that are definitely underserved, the diverse communities that are overlooked, where desperately need care. And I have worked in them, and I've worked in affluent communities, and the disease states are completely different. Whether, you know, it's an eczema, it presents completely differently, but also the access of care. And like I said, the diverse patients seem to be beyond that disease because they don't go in to be seen sooner. They maybe wait longer to be seen. And it really pulls on me because I feel that as PAs, that's what we were designed to do. That's why the profession existed is because we wanted to target these areas that needed the care the most. So,
And
what
to
was the
add to that, you're talking about the barriers of care. So traditional barriers, which is geography, the cost, the stigma. Also, most patients don't want to go outside with their visible skin conditions and even make
Absolutely.
an appointment.
Absolutely.
So
It's
now they can do that in the comfort of their home, in their personal space.
The comfort level of that because they may feel embarrassed of sharing information. We have patients in the clinic that You meet them for the first time, and it's not until the third visit they're like, "Well, I've been meaning to tell you, this is
Exactly.
why I actually made the appointment in the first time,
Oh
right?"
yeah, we've all
Or it's
had
like
those.
after the fact, you see them for something at the end of the visit, they're like, "Well, I actually came in for something else, and I
Yes.
just wanted to see if I could trust you."
Exactly.
And that's when you know that you've broken that barrier
Yes.
of making them feel
Comfortable.
comfortable and open up to you, because I don't know what's going on with you unless you tell me. And a
Exactly.
lot of times you can figure things out and see things, you know, you've been doing this for a long time, but you wait for them to bring it up
Yes.
and open that door to let you in for that discussion. I want to ask you, because starting a business is challenging. And I want to ask, what was the biggest challenge for you, number one, and what was the biggest reward? But we'll start with the challenge.
Okay. So as you know, biggest challenge would be that's why a lot of providers not go get their MBA and starting a business. But the biggest challenge would be navigating the business side of healthcare, as you know, as the same time being rooted in your clinical mission, because it's like you're starting teledermatology, there are legal things you have to look out for, regulatory hurdles, logistical hurdles that are not taught in NP school or PA school. So those are actually the biggest challenges, is just navigating those, like getting your business license. There's some states that actually don't require a business license, as long as you have your professional license, that's okay. So just trying to find the laws compared in the states that you're in.
Oh, but hey, let me ask you, do you need a medical director?
So for me, I do not need a medical director. I'm actually in independent practicing state in
Okay.
Iowa and Alaska. So not necessarily that I do need a medical
Okay, because
degree.
I just read an article, and there was a PA who has his own primary care practice in Iowa. And they don't need a collaborating physician per se to practice, but they still, by the law, need a medical director. But that doesn't apply to you as an MP.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
For PAs, I think you have to have practiced for certain hours.
Absolutely. You have to meet like a criteria. A
Yes,
absolutely. But once
to
you
do
meet
that.
that criteria, and which I didn't realize that you still needed a medical director as a PA. I just didn't know if
So
that
is
was.
this medical director like a collaborative
So,
provider?
not a collaborating, but still a medical director of the facility,
Okay,
which
maybe because it's a facility, maybe
correct,
that's
right. So,
different.
again, the nuances and where I'm going is you have to figure all these things out. And it's like
Exactly.
you have this great vision, but there's so many variables that you have to attack to make sure that you're complying with the law. And it's like, oh my God, I just want to help people make them better. But there's all this stuff that I have to make sure that to protect myself, to protect yourself, right? And
And I
then
think it also depends. It's probably maybe a facility, because you know, sometimes if you're doing labs in your facility or drawing blood in your
correct,
facilities
correct,
like
right. So
Declea.
again, those are things that you have to think about when you're opening up a business such as this, whether you're virtual or not. What was the biggest, what has been the biggest reward? And I know the rewards are going to continue coming, because we're going to touch base, and you're going to tell me everything about this, you
So, I
know,
mean, the biggest
a year
reward
later.
definitely is I already have patients reaching out to me, and I'm like, oh, we're still launching. We haven't like fully started yet. And I've not even like fully started advertising or going big with my advertisement yet. So, just seeing patients like reaching out organically, it's like, yes, this is actually a huge need. Also, knowing that patients who have struggled to get answers for months, knowing patients who are like, oh, I'm busy, I can't, my acne is not priority now because I have to keep this job. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so having those patients reach out to me and say, "Oh, now, yes, I have a solution. I have a plan. I'm ready to stick with this. I'm ready to see a dermatology provider to get this under control." I mean, just knowing that I'm there and I'm accessible to them and they feel like they have hope that
Right.
this is going to be better, is enough reward for me.
Yeah. I love that. Hope is always a good reward. I wanted to ask you, are you going to be are you just like a self-pay platform? Are you insurance? Are you flex dollars? Are you HSA? Like, tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes. So it's actually going to be self-pay, all cash pay at a reasonable price, which is all going to be listed on the website once it's official there. So yeah, it is self-pay. We do receive HSA because they do have the card for the HSA.
Right.
I also have the ability to do like a super bill. So if they want their insurance to reimburse them, I can fill out a super bill for them
And then they
and
can
just
submit
submit it,
themselves.
yeah, to the
Yeah.
insurance to get that reimbursement. But I'm just trying not to go through I want transparency in care. I don't want them to come back and say, hey, I was charged extra for this. It's like, you know what your care visit is going to be. And I'm actually giving 30-minute visits to all my new patients. So it's not a 10 to 15-minute visit. It's a
Yes.
30-minute visit. We're going to talk. We're going to discuss. We're going to have a plan. You're not going to feel like you're rushed doing this assessment. So that is one of the biggest thing for me is I want my
Yeah.
patients to feel like I'm
They're
being
gonna
heard.
love that. They're absolutely gonna love that because that's a big, again, complaint of just not having enough time with that provider, or somebody actually hearing me and listening to what I have to say and helping me solve my skin issues. So what advice, what can you share with your colleagues if they want to follow this path? What are the lessons you learned? What pearls can you give us in regards to doing this ourselves?
Okay. So, we're all waiting for the perfect moment. Yeah.
Of
Sometimes
course.
the perfect moment is now.
Right.
You have a vision, you have a plan to transform healthcare. Is just go for it. And the main thing is try as much as possible to find people who have that same vision as you. Mentors, you want to get them on your side. I had a great mentor starting dermatology. Probably that's why I'm still here today. Still do have a great mentor. So it's just surround yourself with mentors. Stay curious, embrace the learning curve. We don't know it all. We're going to keep learning. I always say lifelong learning. This is a learning process, and we're going to learn across the way. Most importantly, you chose this field. You know why you're in dermatology. And for me, it's always about, giving to patients. And that's hope that they have a healthier skin. And that purpose has guided me through every challenge in starting this.
Yeah,
So,
know your why.
know your why.
Your why.
Exactly. Know your
Well,
why.
you're such an inspiration, and
Oh, thank
it
you,
was such a pleasure
Amanda.
speaking to you and sharing this journey. And we are going to reconnect 12 months later to see where you're at and the impact that you have made. So thank you for
Thank
everything that
you.
you're doing.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Like this podcast, have suggestions, or want to participate in future episodes? Contact our team at dteditor@mmhgroup.com. For more Dermatology Times content, from articles to videos and podcasts, visit www.dermatologytimes.com.